Hello, this is Monica Regina Jones, and I'm here to do another podcast, and this is going to be called Great is Thy Faithfulness. Great is Thy Faithfulness. So, over the weekend, I went through something, and it showed the faithfulness of God. It really showed the faithfulness of God, and the situation involved my car, my 2005 Ford Taurus, and how within, I say, in a 3-day period, God allowed me to go from having a car that was basically on its last limb to having a new car. So I'm going to talk about my experience. So basically, I had had my 2005 Ford Taurus for 7 years, and earlier this year, it really started having a lot of problems. And in March, I remember I noticed something was wrong with my car, and I went to go get it checked, and I thought it was the radiator because it was leaking fluids. And come to find out, it was something much more expensive, and it was just a really serious situation. And the guy told me that in order for me to fix it, it would cost me $500 that I did not have. And so he told me as long as I kept water in it, even though it was going to spill back out, but it was only spilling out maybe every other day. But eventually the water would leak out and I would have to keep putting water in it every other day. And then it got to the point where I was having to put water in it every single day. And so the inside of my engine was rusting. I had a flat tire. My tire was really, really low. It wasn't flat, but it was really low. I was having problems with my brakes. When I would drive it, it felt like when you touch the brakes sometime or the gas pedal, it felt like something was underneath it and like it was gonna fall out, and like it just felt funny when I put my foot on it. So I didn't really know what was going on. I knew something was going on with it. And so that Thursday, I was on Facebook and I saw a post from a lady that I met when I went to Charlotte in October, an apostle. And she basically had on the post, she said, if there's anyone in need of a car, inbox me, you know, for details. And I remember I saw one lady say, I really need a car. And she said, well, inbox me, you know, I can help you. And in my head, I'm like, well, how can she help? Because as far as I know, she's not a car dealer or anything like that. She, you know, she's in ministry. So I go ahead on and I inbox her just to see what she's talking about. And she was just telling me about a guy that she had recently gotten a car from. And she sent me the link to the application. And she was like, well, go ahead on and fill it out and get back with me when you fill it out and I'll get in touch with the guy. Now in my head, I'm like, you know what? I'm not filling this out because more than likely they're not going to be able to help me. My credit isn't good. I don't have any money to put down on the car. I'm just not going to fill it out. And I wasn't going to fill it out. And I was like, well, I might as well fill out just to see. I mean, there was nothing like saying, do it, fill it out, you need to do it. I was just like very apathetic when it came to this car application. And so, and I hadn't even saw what she wrote. She didn't actually was filling it out before she said, well, let me know once you fill it out. Let me know. So I went ahead, filled it out, and I let her know, and she was like, well, I have the guy's number, I'm gonna text him. And so I'm like, okay. So when he asked what kind of car would you like, I put down, I wanted a used car, probably a 2012, you know, a Toyota or something like that. I put down, you know, because in my head, I wasn't looking for a new car. I know she was saying something about her and another lady had just gotten new cars, late model cars, like 2019 or something like that. And in my head, I'm like, I can't afford that. I'm not about to do that. So I was asking her about the payments. And she, you know, she revealed to me what they were. And I said, there ain't no way in the world I'm paying no, you know, $400, almost $400 for a car note. So I'm like, well, I just want something used. I want something like a 2012, something I can afford. And so, you know, the guy, he texts me and introduced himself and he was asking me, do I have anything to trade in or do I have any money down? And I said, no. I said, I have a car I can trade in, you know, and he wanted to know how many miles was on it and so forth and so on. He was like, well, the banks are closed now, because this was like after 7. And he was like, well, I can work with you. I can give you a call on Friday. And I said, well, Friday I have to work. And I said, well, I can... I said, so if you call me, I'm going to be working. I said, but I can, you know, call you back when I get off. And he was like, I'll just text you. So I said, okay, cool, you know. And I, you know, the whole time I'm like, this dude ain't going to be able to help me. In my mind, I had already had it in my mind that there is no way in the world this guy can help me. So I said, I'm just going to see. And so I text him sometime. I think around lunchtime I texted him and he said, you know, well, I'm still waiting. I hadn't heard anything yet. And then he was, I think he wanted me to come by after I got out working. I told him I couldn't. Earlier when I texted him, he said he was still waiting, and then, like, I text him again later on, and he wanted me to come by, and I was like, well, I can't. I said, because, you know, it was Friday, and I said I already knew I would have to go to another city 30 miles away, and I was like, I already knew it was going to be a few hours if I was to go down there. And I said, well, if you can help me, you know, what would the payments be and so forth? And he was like, well, you've already been approved. And I'm like, okay. I said, well, I'll come by Saturday morning. So I went by Saturday morning. He gave me a time. I went by. And I'm still skeptical. Because I'm like, there's no way. I mean, I'm like, I had no idea really what kind of deal they had going on, what kind of special they had going on. And so I went in there, you know, I was like, I took the stuff out of my car. I cleaned the back of my trunk out and I drove my car on down, and it was acting like it wanted to tear up on my way there. And so I came in, talked to the guy. He asked me what was my favorite color. And I said, well, it really doesn't matter about color, because, you know, I'm more so, it's about the car for me. He said, well, do you like blue? And I said, I love blue. Blue's my favorite color. And so he said, hold on, I'll be right back. So he pulls up with the car. And I'm looking at the car, and I'm like, this is a new car. And I asked, well, what year is this car? And he said, it's a 2020. And I said, I didn't come up here for that. I did not come up here for that. He said, well, you've been approved for this car. And I'm like, how? You know, and I said, well, what's the payments on? And I'm like, what's the payments? I said, it's a beautiful car, but if I'm not able to afford the payments, I don't want it. You know, that was my whole thing. You know, even with the apostle, she was like just trying to reassure me. She was like, he's a nice guy. He'll help you. She said, she even talked to him, and he was like, you know, I'll try my best to work with her. So I was just like adamant that I'm not getting something I can't afford. And so he offered me a price, a monthly payment, and I was like, I can't pay that. You know, that's too much, because I already had calculated in my head. I was like, that's way out of my price range. And he was like, well, how much are you willing to okay. And I gave him a number and I said, you know, he said, well, let me go back and talk to my manager. I said, well, is there any way that I can look at something that's pre-owned, that's cheaper? He was like, well, the thing of it is, if you keep getting cars that are like, say, like 2010 or 2012 or whatever, that it's not going to help your credit. It's going to have a lot of miles on it. And you need something that's going to really help your credit. You need something that's going to be very reliable. And he was just explaining it to me. But my main thing was, I don't want something I cannot afford. So he went on to talk to his manager because I told him that, I said, that price, I can't afford it. And he was telling me that even if I was looking at a pre-owned vehicle, that the special that he had with what the banks had already approved me on, it's not going to work with a pre-owned car because that was a special they had for new cars. So I said, okay. So he comes back the second time with another price. It was $70 cheaper. But I was just like, I said, and in my head, I'm thinking, well, this must be for pre-owned. He was like, no, this is for the car that's sitting outside. And I thought about it. I said, well, and he was showing me, you know, that I could split the payments. And I said, well, okay. I said, I was like, okay, I released my skepticism and I said, okay, because in my mind I was like, there is no way I can get a better car. But God had to remind me that, you remember just earlier this week you said you needed another car, and God was just showing me, because my credit was not good, I had no money to put down, and my car was a 2005. They traded in my car, they put $5,000 on it as a trade-in price. And I mean, everything that happened, God was just showing me that, oh, ye of little faith, I'm doing this to show you that you can have the best because I'm your father. And you know, and I just had to humble myself, you know, because I was like, God, I don't deserve this. I don't do everything right. I don't do this. I don't do that. I was coming to God with everything I don't do right. And God was like, I'm your father. I love you. I've seen you try to hold on to this car and it's just tearing up and you're still trying to hold it together and you can't, because if it breaks down on you, and I said Lord, I said, this is the only car that I have. So I said, if this car breaks down on me, I'm not gonna have a car. And so long story short, I signed the paperwork and I drove off with my 2020 Kia Forte. And even when I sat in the car, it was so weird because I'm like, it was so surreal, because in my mind I was like, well, I guess I'll go back with my 2005, my car that's almost on its last limb. I said, I'm going to try to make it work with this car till the wheels fall off. And God was like, no, you know, God is a great father. He's all knowing. And he didn't want me to keep that car. I've kept that car long enough. I did the best I could with that car. And God was like, you're in a, you know, God does different things in transitions. God transitions us. And sometimes when he does it, we're not even fully prepared for it. You know, people have said stuff like, oh, if you want a new car, you need to keep your car clean. My car wasn't clean. It had been a while since I cleaned my car. Yeah, but you know, it was time for it to be, it needed an oil changed. You know, it had all these problems going on with it. But financially, I couldn't, you know, really focus on it like I should have, could have, because I had other priorities at the time. So I said my car kind of went by the wayside. I mean, of course, I kept gas in it. and I only drove it to work and back and maybe to the store. I didn't really drive my car a lot because I knew it had a lot of problems with it. It was still drivable, but it, you know, it was just so much going on with the car. But in that moment, you know, with all those, God, I don't do this, I don't do that. And I realized that I was having a religious mindset. You know, yes, God will obey obedience. You know, he reward obedience. But it's not by works that we're saved. It's not by works that he blesses. He blesses who he sees fit to bless. And in that moment, I was like, I had to repent. And I said, Lord, you know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for coming to you thinking that you weren't going to help me when you knew I needed another car. You know, you knew that I needed reliable transportation. You knew that's the only car that I have, and I have to trust that I'm going to be able to make these payments. And, you know, because in my head, I was being tormented, like, Lord, you know, what if I miss a payment, or what if I'm late on payments? And, you know, God is like, you know, have faith in me. Be anxious for nothing but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your request known unto me. You know, you don't gain not one stature from worrying. So if, and it was God that opened that door, surely he's going to help me to maintain it. And he's going to help me to get all my stuff straight so that I can maintain it and keep it straight, because he's just that kind of God. So he's a faithful God, you know, because if we aren't careful, we get into this, oh God, I've done it. Or we think about blessings as gaining blessings through our own merit. And God's favor, his favor is just, I mean, yes, you're supposed to honor people. Yes, you're supposed to do right. Yes, you're supposed to. But I'm like, I was just thinking to myself, it was just some things that I wasn't doing consistently. And I was just like, because I couldn't at that time. Not because I didn't want to, but because I couldn't. And God knew that, and God knew it grieved my spirit and my heart that I couldn't fully do the things that, you know, I wanted to do for other people. Or, you know, God knew that. God knew the intents of my heart. He weighs the intents of our hearts, and God knew. So even though some things that I desired to do didn't work out, God knew. God saw even some of the sacrifices that I've made. God, you know, God sees it all. So he's not going to withhold anything against those who walk upright. And my salvation is in Christ, not in my works. It's not Jesus in this or Jesus in that. It's just Jesus alone. Because nothing I do is good enough. It's not by my works that I'm saved. It's not by my works that God blesses me or that he keeps me. It's because he loves me. And it's his goodness that leads to repentance. That's why I said I had to repent, because in my head I was so skeptical of him doing it for me. But now I realize, and I have a greater expectation of faith, that if he can do that miraculous thing, he can do other miraculous things in my life and in the lives of others. So I just said all that to say, God is faithful, even when we're not faithful. He's just. So don't look at your failures or your shortcomings and disqualify yourself from a blessing from God, because if he got to kick down a door or whatever he has to do, he'll do it. So this is Monica Regina Jones signing off. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.